In 2005, a prediction seemed audacious. Machines would soon think like humans, and humanity would merge with its technology. Nearly two decades later, that forecast looks conservative. ChatGPT writes poetry. AI defeats world champions at games once thought impossible for machines. Self-driving cars navigate city streets. The exponential curve everyone dismissed as hype, it's steeper than anyone imagined. We're not approaching a distant future. We're living through the opening act of humanity's most profound transformation. Think of evolution as a staircase, each step representing a leap in how information gets processed. The first steps were simple. Atoms formed, chemistry emerged, life began replicating itself. Then brains appeared, storing memories and learning from experience. Humans added another step by creating technology, tools that amplified our abilities. We're now approaching a step unlike any before. Within two decades, microscopic devices will connect our biological brains directly to cloud computing, expanding our mental capacity thousands of times over. By mid-century, we'll think with millions of times our current cognitive power. This isn't science fiction speculation. It's the mathematical continuation of a pattern that's held steady for over a century. What makes this prediction credible? The law of accelerating returns. Each technological breakthrough creates tools that accelerate the next breakthrough. The first computers filled entire rooms and cost millions. Your smartphone is exponentially more powerful and fits in your pocket. This isn't linear progress. It's a curve bending upwards so sharply that our intuitions fail us. Just as someone in 1990 couldn't imagine today's internet-connected world, we struggle to envision 2045. Yet the math is clear. We're climbing an exponential staircase, and the next step changes everything. The question isn't whether artificial intelligence will reshape civilization, but whether we'll recognize the revolution while we're standing in it. AI pursued two paths: programming explicit rules or building neural networks that learned from data. Rule-based systems collapsed under complexity. Neural networks faced crisis when 1969 research proved simple networks couldn't solve basic problems, killing funding for decades. The solution, multi-layer networks, required computing power that wouldn't exist for another generation. Exponential computing growth changed everything. By the 2010s, deep learning networks with billions of connections became practical. AlphaGo defeated the world's best Go player. More impressive was AlphaGo Zero, which mastered the game by playing itself for 3 days, genuine learning without human instruction. Modern language models learn meaning through context and demonstrate world modeling, tracking objects through space and understanding perspectives. Your brain reveals why this matters. The revolutionary neocortex, the new rind that appeared 200 million years ago, learns new behaviors in hours rather than waiting for genetic evolution. Your neocortex contains roughly 200 million cortical mini-columns, each with about 100 neurons recognizing patterns hierarchically. Lower levels recognize curves, higher levels see letters, still higher levels grasp meaning-laden words. At the top sit abstract concepts: humor, irony, justice. Deep learning now replicates this structure, building understanding from basic elements to sophisticated reasoning. The crucial difference? Your biological neocortex is skull-constrained. AI scales indefinitely. By the 2030s, microscopic nanobots will enable our neurons to communicate with simulated neurons online. The last time humans gained significantly more neocortex, 2 million years ago, we became human. This next expansion will produce a similar cognitive leap, enabling forms of thought we literally cannot imagine today. Turn on the news and you'll find crisis, conflict, catastrophe. Our evolutionary wiring amplifies this distortion. Noticing threats was survival critical, not recognizing gradual improvements. Nearly everyone believes the world is worsening, despite nearly every measurable aspect of human life improving dramatically. A millennium ago, fewer than 1 in 5 Europeans could read. Today, global literacy exceeds 87%. Life expectancy in medieval Europe barely reached the 20s. Today, it exceeds 80 in developed nations, nearly tripling in 1,000 years. In 1820, roughly 84% of humanity lived in extreme poverty. By 2019, that figure had plummeted to 8.4%. East Asia saw the most dramatic transformation, with extreme poverty dropping 95% from 1990 to 2013 as China's development lifted hundreds of millions. European murder rates have fallen 50-fold since the Middle Ages. These improvements are accelerating as information technology transforms previously slow-progressing areas. Solar power costs have declined exponentially for nearly five decades. Computing price performance has improved over 20 trillion times since 1939. We're now entering the steep part of the exponential curve, where emerging technologies will accelerate these trends beyond recognition. Self-driving vehicles evolved from science fiction to reality in under two decades. Waymo's autonomous taxis now threaten 4.6 million American drivers, with studies predicting over half of all occupations face automation by the early 2030s. Yet this panic repeats throughout history and has always been wrong. When agricultural employment plummeted from 40% to 1.4%, mass unemployment seemed inevitable. Instead, total employment surged as unpredictable jobs emerged: software engineers, data scientists, app developers. The pattern persists. ATMs shifted bank tellers toward customer relationships rather than eliminating them. Automation affects tasks, not entire professions. A paradox exists. If technology causes job losses, productivity should skyrocket, yet it's slowed since 2004. We don't properly account for exponentially increasing value. MIT's 1963 IBM computer cost $3.1 million in GDP. Today's superior smartphone counts for mere hundreds. We adapt remarkably fast. The app economy barely existed 15 years ago, yet by 2017, 39% of American heterosexual couples met online. As we approach merging with technology, ancient philosophical questions become urgent. What makes you? If we created an exact copy of your brain, identical information and function, would it be conscious? Would it be you? Science measures functional awareness but cannot detect subjective experience directly. In split-brain patients, when researchers feed information to one hemisphere, the other confidently invents explanations for decisions it didn't make. You don't have one decision-maker, but multiple competing systems. A digital copy of your brain would likely be conscious and deserve moral rights. But since the original you continues existing and your copy immediately diverges through different experiences, you cannot be the same person. The ship of Theseus becomes relevant. If we gradually replace your brain with digital components, maintaining continuity through incremental changes, identity might persist, similar to how your biological brain naturally replaces components over time. What preserves identity is the continuous pattern of information, not the physical substrate.
Medicine is transforming into an information technology that processes vastly more data than human doctors. Recent breakthroughs demonstrate this shift. Australian researchers created a turbocharged flu vaccine using biology simulators in 2019. MIT used AI to analyze 107 million potential antibiotics in hours in 2020. Most remarkably, Moderna designed its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine just 2 days after receiving the virus's genetic sequence, with the first trial dose administered 63 days later, a process that traditionally took 5 to 10 years. DeepMind's AlphaFold 2 achieved near-experimental accuracy in predicting protein folding, expanding available protein structures from 180,000 to potentially billions. Sophisticated AI simulations of cells, tissues, and organs will enable treatments for complex conditions like cancer resistance and neurodegenerative diseases. The 2030s will bring medical nanorobots, diamondoid devices with onboard sensors, manipulators, computers, and communicators that repair and augment organs, monitor vital substances, and eventually replace biological organs entirely.
Medical nanobots will revolutionize cancer treatment by examining each cell to identify and destroy only malignant ones, eliminating chemotherapy's brutal side effects. They'll give us unprecedented control over our genes, augmenting each cell's nucleus to turn off malfunctioning DNA and prevent transcription errors that cause aging. Most transformatively, nanobots will augment the brain by repairing tissue, replacing neurons, and connecting to computers for integration with digital neocortex layers in the cloud. By 2053, just $1,000 of computing power will perform around 7 million times as many computations per second as the unenhanced human brain. In the 2040s and 50s, we will rebuild our bodies and brains to transcend biological limitations, and ourselves will no longer depend on any particular physical body. The final years before the singularity will bring rapidly increasing prosperity alongside heightened existential peril. Currently, roughly 12,700 nuclear warheads exist globally, with the US and Russia each maintaining around 1,000 launchable within 30 minutes. A major exchange could directly kill hundreds of millions, while fallout and atmospheric soot could kill billions through cooling and crop failures. Genetic engineering presents another threat. Virus sequencing has accelerated from 13 years for HIV to a single day today. While AI revolutionized vaccine development, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was created in record time, it has also made creating dangerous pathogens easier. Nanotechnology risks center on self-replication, particularly gray goo, self-replicating machines consuming carbon-based matter. Safeguards include broadcast architecture, requiring external signals, and defensive blue goo nanobots. Superintelligent AI presents the most fundamental risk because intelligence surpassing human capabilities could circumvent any safeguards. Dangers include deliberate misuse, outer misalignment, where programmers' intentions don't match specified goals, and inner misalignment, where AI learns undesirable behavior. As we integrate non-biological intelligence through brain-computer interfaces in the 2030s, the human-machine distinction will blur. The most effective approach combines improving human governance with ethical progress while realizing AI's promise. Children born today will witness humanity's merger with technology before middle age. The exponential curve is bending upwards so sharply that transformation will arrive faster than most expect, displacing jobs and stressing social structures. Yet history shows we've consistently adapted to technological change, not despite disruption, but through it. The singularity represents the culmination of humanity's journey from stone tools to sophisticated technologies, not something happening to us, but something we're creating. The answers won't come from technology alone, but from our values, governance structures, and collective wisdom. Will we create a world of abundance and expanded consciousness, or exacerbate inequality and risk catastrophe? The singularity is inevitable in broad outlines, but not in details. The future rushes toward us at exponential speed. Our task is to be ready as active participants shaping the world we're creating. The revolution is here. The question is whether we'll have the wisdom to guide it toward light rather than darkness.